It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They start out this week with Rich offering us some advice related to one of the weekend shows.
You've got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
I knew you were going to say that.
It is the big cover story this week is Kenny Rogers, the gambler himself, is coming to the Norton Center for the Arts on his farewell tour, what he calls his farewell tour. And he sounds like he means it from what he told Walter Tunis. Going back and reading about Kenny, and we put together a playlist for the page, too, it mm-hmm. takes you back to, like, the late 70s, early 80s to me.
Because he also sang some rock songs, some pop-like rock.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I remember I was not really conscious when I was a kid listening to Kenny Rogers songs that this was country music. This mm-hmm. was just what was on the radio, and he was
right.
all over the radio.
He I was. Mean,
you know, The Gambler was just one of the big hits, but there was Lucille and Lady and Reuben James and just all sorts of hits. Islands in the Stream, of course.
Mm-hmm. So. Dolly Parton.
Yep, who visited Norton Center not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you, I think there are only a few tickets left, but if you want to have one last evening with Kenny Rogers, that'll be a big show this weekend. And then in Best Bets, you've got a real diversity of stuff going on.
We do, in fact. Up in Northern Kentucky at the Greaves Concert Hall in Highland Heights, the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra is presenting Amadeus Live.
This is like how the Philharmonic did The Wizard of Oz out mm-hmm. of Picnic with the Pops last year, and mm-hmm. UK Symphony did 2001 A Space Odyssey, where they show the movie and a live orchestra accompanies it.
Right. They'll be showing the 1984 Mozart biopic Amadeus, and then it's going to be accompanied by a full orchestra, a chorus, and piano. So it's going to be, and it's 7:30 Friday. The tickets were going fast, so
right.
we'll definitely call and check in on
and
that.
And that's a second performance they added because their Saturday night show sold out.
Right. And then here in Lexington, the Beaux-Arts Ball, lots of people
oh, yeah.
are familiar with the costume and fashion and music and dance. And that's 9:00 Friday at the Burl. And then also, of course, it's the Keeneland Spring Meet,
mm-hmm.
which starts off on Friday and goes through the 28th. And I think the weather's supposed to be better for the weekend. And also at the Opera House, they're going to have a different symphony this weekend.
Yeah, it's the Black Jacket Symphony, which has become a very popular group that comes through the Opera House mm-hmm. a few times a year, doing complete performances of well-known rock albums. And this time around, it's Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. And they come by the name of the group, honestly. The group founder, Jay Willoughby, feels like these are the symphonies of our generation. And so they're bringing them through.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm, plus this segment and other WEKU news stories.